The Redskins are not the only team wrestling with nomenclature. The Cleveland Indians and Atlanta Braves, both baseball teams, also face pressure to change their names, as have the Kansas City Chiefs, a football team. The Indians seem to be considering a change, but the Braves and Chiefs are so far holding firm. The Indians retired Chief Wahoo, their grinning, hook-nosed Native American logo, 2 years ago. For a name that strikes fear into opponents' hearts, the Indians probably do not want to look back. The team was formerly known as the Naps and the Spiders, though the Napping Spiders has outstanding logo possibilities. Donald Trump mocked the Redskins and Indians for changing their names in order to be politically correct. After the Redskins' announcement, Kayleigh McEnany, the White House press secretary, said he believes that the Native American community would be very angry at the change. Polling suggests that Native American elites do in fact dislike the name, but that the majority are not overly bothered. Mr. Trump is also embroiled in a naming controversy of his own. He has vowed to veto the $740 billion Defense Authorization Bill, which funds the Department of Defense, if it includes an amendment to rename the 10 military bases named after Confederate generals. Elizabeth Warren introduced the Senate's amendment. Both the House and Senate versions of the bill have such language in them, and Republican senators believe they have enough votes to override a presidential veto.